Cabal by Michael Dibden. Read by Michael Kitchen. I, on the other hand, believe that the whole affair, today as yesterday, was bound up with games of make-believe in which every role was itself playing a double role, of false information taken to be true and true information taken to be false. In short, with the sort of atrocious nonsense of which we Italians have had so many examples in these past few years. Leonardo Sciascia. Chapter 1. Quia peccavi nimis cogitatione, verbo, opere et omissione. Mea culpa, maxima culpa. Amplified both by the loudspeaker system and the sonorous acoustics of the great basilica, the celebrant's voice reverberated with suprahuman authority, seemingly unrelated to the diminutive figure beating his breast like a hammy tenor in some provincial opera house. The 50 or so worshippers who had turned out on this bleak late November evening were all elderly and predominantly female. The apse and the chapel of the cathedra, itself a space larger than many churches, had been cordoned off for the service by uniformed attendants, but in other regions of St. Peter's Basilica, tourists and pilgrims continued to promenade singly or in groups, dazed by the sheer scale of the...